This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful morning. And what a way of wrapping up Mandela Month. I'm wrapping it up with one of my faves, MUT, Uprof Nkonki Mandlene. We've had a on the show, we've had her on MUT Radio. She's not a stranger to this radio station. We all know her from IT Department of Community Engagement and Development. Prof, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate your time as well.
Ubonge mina kakhulu, ndibingelele kuba laleli be MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Hey, Prof, what a month it's been. I remember I was also one of the people abayebaya eKenana when the department was also hosting a 67 minutes payana. There's a lot of things as in Zwela payana by a department of CAD. Kusenjalo, we had a conversation with Dr. Mbanjwa, and when we called him, literally, we were busy cleaning up lana. And just recently, we had a conversation with Isifu Sisizwe, abantu laba ababhekela kakhulu ingane zabafana emphakathini waseMlazi. They are based, I believe, I'm not sure what D, but they are based somewhere in Mlazi where they're helping abantu, especially young boys abakhule without a father figure in the family. And also, Gatebene camp, I believe, kona la emangosuthu ngapha koSeme. There was a lot that we've shared about doing 67 minutes and even beyond in good act in commemoration of obviously 67 minutes as Babu Nelson Mandela. How has your month been? Let me get this from you personally as Uprof. How has your month been?
Thank you so much. The month was amazing. I can say it was amazing, very busy. The MUT community in its entirety, that is the MUT staff, the students, we just were up in arms to observe the entire Mandela Month. In fact, we initiated the month to celebrate Mandela Month only last year because of the passion that was expressed by the entire university community, whereby we discovered that one day, that 67 minutes was not enough. And therefore, we ended up saying, no, let's have it for the entire month. So this month has been very busy, but it was quite exciting. It was also fulfilling, knowing that as the university community, we are fulfilling the strategy goal 3, which is excellence in community engagement. Yes.
Maybe if you can just tell us about the activities that Niawenza as the department Yaga community engagement during this month in last 67 minutes of Good Act.
In total, we had 36 activities. We followed a hybrid approach this year in the sense that some of the activities were initiated by us as the university community, while others were initiated by the external communities. So in that case, when the activities were initiated by the external communities, we would go there and present MUT programs. So in total, we had 36. Uba ngakhe ndikhankanye, esibesinazo, the programs included health promotion sessions, awareness about HIV and AIDS, GBV workshops, tree planting, cleanup campaigns, mental health awareness sessions, career days, digital literacy, handing over of pre-owned clothes to disadvantaged communities. Remember, 2022 April, we had floods where a number of communities were displaced, and therefore it came to our hearts as the MUT community that we can give blankets, linen, and even non-perishable food. So that is what one of the activities that we did this year. And also visiting the homes of the aged in Umlazi, that is Ekanana Old Age Home, and also at Wentworth. What is amazing is the stamina and the energy that came from the MUT students. Wow, the passion is amazing. Mm. The students took part in various activities. One of them was being involved at Dennis Haley Center, which is a center that is based at Durban CBD, where they were helping the center in dishing out food for the homeless. They also went to the extent of spending a day in an elderly home at Wentworth and various other activities, cleaning the homes and also spending time with the elderly, because the elderly are lonely.
Yes.
They need people. They love to see people around. So the MUT community and the students were amazing in that space. I also want to highlight something that is amazing. You know, at MUT, we always think that when it's a Mandela Day activity, it is us who go out there to the communities and give out. But I said this year, let's give it a twist. You know what? The communities do have a knowledge that we do not have. They do have the skills that we do not know. You know what happened on the 10th of July? We had a workshop.
Okay.
A workshop of teaching us as community, MUT community, that is academics and staff members and support staff, sign language. It was quite amazing.
Yay.
We learned some.
I think I saw on the socials as well where one lady was actually introducing herself using sign language. That was amazing, beautiful.
Yes, it's an NPC that is based here in Umlazi. Mm. It is called Inqamisile Intokozo Organization.
Oh, wow.
We learned a lot. We were so humbled to learn from them. Also, that was assisting us as the MUT community to extend our community engagement activities also to those that tend to be marginalized in the communities, because we always focus on those that can read, that can see,
exactly.
That can, you know. So this time is helping us a lot so that we can also consider these marginalized communities. So it was quite an amazing workshop to learn from the communities. And one of the facilitators was literally could not hear. But he was amazing. And I can tell you now, I know how to express my name in sign
in
language.
Sign language.
And I'm encouraging MUT community to go for such workshops, because we want to promote a principle of inclusivity when it comes to community engagement.
Wow, that is beautiful. And it's like you knew I was going to ask Ukuthi, as much as we were out there as MUT, especially the department itself, CEAD, what did you learn? Because you were with the students as well. Is there something that you've taken from the community at large? And I think you've answered it very perfectly, Prof. But now, for you as the department, would you say that what you have planned went accordingly?
Yes. In fact, it's more than what I was expecting. Mm. I'm amazed. I am chuffed. I am really thankful to the MUT community for cooperating with us at the CAD, and also for the collaborations across all the faculties and also the student affairs. It was amazing.
Wow, Doc. No, Prof, saying it to Doc. Prof, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Maybe what impact did it do, Kemanje, to you guys? I know you've touched a bit on that, as also the students.
Great impact, I can say so. Because, you know, this Mandela month, we are informed by the Mandela Foundation. The Mandela Foundation strategy 2019 to 2029 indicates that we need to move away from those ad hoc, personalized, individualized activities.
Mm.
But we need activities whereby when we reach out to the communities, we can extend our relationships with them. So the impact of these activities that we have been able now to identify community partners that we can work with moving forward. And also, this same workshop on sign language, there is a huge demand from MUT community.
Mm. Wow. No, before I let you go, Prof, because of our time, we are also working with colleagues from the sports ground who are bringing us what is happening Khona Laphana sports ground. You'd remember ukuthi kune fun day also in closing of this beautiful, beautiful day. Maybe before I ask for your closing remarks, Doc, Prof, anything that you I might have left that maybe you wanted to share with us on MUT Radio?
Not much, but I would really, because when it comes to community engagement activities, which is one of them is the Mandela Month, we make sure that we do get something out of these activities. So these activities for this month, they stimulated enthusiasm for MUT scholars to further conduct more research that will involve communities, improve overall well-being and economic opportunities of various communities that were engaged, aligning with a sustainable, long-term, collaborative approach emphasized in the Mandela strategy. Also, just want to emphasize that through these activities, because it was not just about activities, we were trying to uphold Tata Mandela's values, ubuntu, peace, and so on and so forth. So that is what we're trying to uphold through these activities. And I believe that we have managed to instill these Mandela values, and we also brought hope to those that to communities, and we've also brought a sense of giving and a sense of compassion. And we also contributed, no matter how little, to the reducing of poverty and addressing day-to-day hunger. We've also made an effort to bridge the divide between the communities and the university. And lastly, remember, we are in an era where we are hugely challenged by climate change. So as one of the activities, we have encouraged to encourage a clean environment and raised awareness about the negative effects of climate change.
Wow. I think you guys, SEAT, really deserve a round of applause. You really deserve a round of applause, because what a month it's been. We saw you Aguma communities act differently, and indeed Imangosuthu is one of our universities that mostly engaging with the community surrounding you, and especially because Uprof, the newly elected VC, we were excited to presentation yake wathi we are very fortunate Tina as Imangosuthu, because we are situated in a location where people can access us easily, and we also can access them Galula Ganjalo, and it's been proven by your department together with your colleagues from the department. So thank you so much for that. Maybe your closing remarks to the MUT community?
In closing, I wish to encourage MUT community, the Umlazi community, surrounding communities, and the listeners of MUT Radio to continue to uphold the values of Ubuntu, nonviolence, and peacemaking. And at this point, I wish to thank MUT Executive Management for the support and passion for community engagement. I'm forever grateful to the entire MUT community, that is the staff and students, for putting aside their busy schedules and taking part in the Mandela Month program. My gratitude also goes to MUT Marketing and Communications and MUT Radio for the support and broadcasting the activities for the entire month. Community engagement is not possible without partners, and the same goes with the Mandela Month. Hence, I feel it is important to humbly thank the support of all the partners that partnered with us during the entire month. To name a few is the Tegin Municipality, the Department of Agriculture, Go Digital SA, Ndithikuni Nonke, Ukwanda, Kwaliwa Ngumthakat, Mazenetol.
And that is how we wrap it up with Uprof Nkonke Mandlini. See you. I know Sazuqhubeka sisebenze nani, Prof. Kumnandi usebenza nani. It's an amazing department. And yazi kulula. It's such, and I must say this as a presenter. I'm not speaking on behalf of MUT Radio. I'm just speaking as for myself. It's easy to work with people abafuna ukusebenzisana nani, yabo. Just like the department ya CAD, we've worked kamnandi, and I'm hoping ukuthi futhi sizoqhubeka sisebenze nabo. One last thing, Doc.
Yes, right now we're at the grounds. We're closing the Mandela Month with fun. We've partnered with Sports and Recreation Unit of MUT. Right now, as I'm speaking with you, I'm so tired. I've been doing aerobics. But anyway, enjoyed it. So I'm an encouraging MUT community to join us at the ground so that we can have some fun as a way of patting ourselves on the shoulders to say well done.
I did hear go to a jumping castle there. Am I going to see you there?
Aerobics. After that, I'm going to do chess. I'm going to do chess now.
Wow.
There's chess, there's netball, there's football, and then there's also aerobics.
I'm challenging you, Lapa, which is...
Yes.
It's on.
Please, come along.
Thank you, Prof. That was Prof. Gokki Mandlela on MUT Radio. TNS, Mhlaba Wonke, featuring Kudlala Thukzin. Let's go to the sports ground. Let's have fun.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.